This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Cox. What should I say? New Year's Eve. That's the best way to put it. New Year's Eve. Ready for next year? We are ready for next year. Who are the biggest political losers and winners of 2025? Mary Vogt is here, Vice President of Strategic Communications at the Heritage Foundation. How are you, Mary? Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
I was just thinking, as I was waiting for you to come on the show, I was just thinking about Minnesota. And doesn't Minnesota prove that Doge was correct all along?
Yeah, absolutely. It does. It absolutely does. What a mess. I mean, it's endless memes on social media, endless information that's coming out, and people are just shocked and astonished by it. That's definitely a winner that we had in the Trump administration. Doge cutting spending, actually looking into government programs and seeing what they're funding and how the money is being used. And so just dismantling those leftist groups is a huge win.
Yeah, I love the fact that he just flat out said, I'm cutting your funding in Minnesota, $185 million a year until they prove they deserve this money. This is fantastic. I mean, this is hashtag, this is what we voted for, right?
Absolutely. Like I said, the memes are just off the charts. I mean, I'm just laughing so hard about all the videos and all the memes that are coming out about it. But it's people, moderates, Democrats don't like misuse of taxpayer funds. That's the number one area that they go for abortion. They don't like abortion funding, taxpayer funded abortions, and they don't like the misuse of funds. And it's not just a Republican conservative issue. So what happened in Minnesota, the fraud under Tim Walz, under the Democrat leadership, is absolutely horrific. And good on the Trump administration and good on citizen journalists for exposing this, for breaking the story, for following it, for going to these, quote, daycare centers and seeing what they're actually all about.
One of the winners, according to this article for this year, was conservative media. And maybe it's also the independent journalists, like you just mentioned, Mary, about the Nick Shirleys of the world who have access and do these stories that maybe we never would have seen had it not been for some young YouTuber to try to do it themselves.
Absolutely. God bless Nick Shirley. I mean, we as conservatives and on the right, you know, we're always fighting against the mainstream media and the microphone that they have and the networks and, you know, the money that they have behind them. But it really is these aggressive, smart, you know, never give up type journalists that are just not going to take no for an answer. And so they're going in, they're seeing that something's not right, and they're asking questions. I mean, they're getting kicked out of locations. They're being threatened. Their credibility is put on the line. People go after them because they don't like the truth being told. We need more of that. We need more young individuals who are willing to go in and ask the tough questions. And it's not just that this is private money. Like I said, this is taxpayer money. We are allowed the right, journalists are allowed the right to ask how this taxpayer funds are being used. Everybody wants to know. That's why this story broke so much. It's absolutely appalling.
It's amazing. We're speaking with Mary Vogt, Vice President of Strategic Communications at the Heritage Foundation. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox. You know, it's so funny, too, because the liberal media that used to control the narrative, they can't anymore. They're trying, but then you get a guy like Nick Shirley out there, and there are all kinds of people, citizen journalists, who put things on X and various things, Instagram and whatnot, and they can't control it anymore because it's out. It goes viral, and whoops, they're trying to do cleanup. They can't.
Absolutely. And they're frustrated by it because they call themselves, quote, journalists. And you know what? The time of just, you know, regurgitating DNC talking points is coming to an end. That's not journalism. There are journalists in foreign countries right now who are putting their lives, their families' lives on the line to report news because they care about journalistic integrity. We don't see that in the United States. We see political activists that just regurgitate talking points for a political party. And that's unfortunate. And we need more Nick Shirleys, more conservative outlets that are willing to do the hard work to ask the tough questions and report honestly and fairly. That's what the American people want. All the time, when I talk to my moderate friends, they just say, Mary, I don't know where to go for news. Like, I just want someone to tell me the truth and give me the facts with no political leaning. And that's what Americans are craving. And so God bless Nick Shirley for, you know, not giving up and not taking no for an answer and dealing with the backlash.
I would argue one of the winners of 2025 was the economy, but I think a lot of us will see the fruit of that labor next year, right, on the tax returns and Trump saying that maybe people could save, you know, upwards of $1,000, $2,000 when they go to file their taxes. You know, the midterms are going to be here before we know it, and there is also an interesting article in the Daily Signal that talks about these top midterm election issues. What are you anticipating? What's the Heritage Foundation looking as far as the biggest issues people will care about as we look to the midterm elections?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right on that. We're, you know, when it comes to economic policy, it's not so immediate. When it comes to border security and the border issue, we saw immediate successes on that, that Trump was able to close the border and incentivize individuals to go back to their home countries. And so we've seen those numbers. With economic policy, it's often a little bit delayed, but Trump is doing the right things. We talked, I think, last week on this program about affordability and about Gen Z. And I think it's not just a Gen Z concern. I think it's an everybody concern. I think a lot of what people want to hear from political parties and from the government is, how are you going to make my life easier? How can I afford groceries? How can I buy my first house? Those are the questions that people are being asked. And so, although we deal with so many complex issues in the news and in politics, and they're all important, it really just comes down to the economy and providing the best message and the best plan to show voters that we want to help make their lives easier. And so I think that's going to be the main overarching issue for the midterms. And it really needs to be smart policy and smart individuals talking about what we can do to, you know, help people. I mean, Trump's no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. That was huge. That was a campaign winner when he was campaigning. And you saw a lot of Democrats copy that and follow that, which is great. Welcome news. If you're an individual who has relied on tips, which I think most of us have at one point, it's a huge deal to not be able to have to pay taxes on them. Those
you know
types
what?
Of policies are winning.
That, absolutely. I was just going to say that when Trump first announced that, he was in Las Vegas at an event, as you know, and immediately the Culinary Union, which is the strongest union in Vegas, it's 60,000 strong, denounced what he said. Our Democrat delegation denounced him. And of course, they had to completely change. They had to change everything because they realized, our rank and file, they want this. They're happy about this. You can't possibly denounce it at that point.
Yeah, it's popular amongst the workers because individuals are trying to make ends meet and they don't want to pay taxes on tips. So it's smart policies like that. I mean, Trump is a businessman. He's run a lot of businesses. He understands economics to a level that a lot of us don't understand it. And he's going to work hard and negotiate and push forward to, you know, promote these policies that help everyday Americans. That's
absolutely
what the midterms are going to be about, helping everyday Americans.
Let's hope so. Let's hope they can get that message out. Mary Vogt, Heritage Foundation, thanks for joining the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.